The voice of reason. The voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber. Get your motor running.
Head out on the highway. Well, the high cost of prescription drugs, it weighs on a lot of folks, that's for sure. And honestly, you know, you don't want people in a position where they have to decide between paying the bills and buying their prescriptions, because that's not a place any of us would like to be. And so how do we make it better? Well, the president, despite all of the noise in Washington, has been working on that with members of Congress and others. Joining me now is the U.S. House and Human Services Regional Director, Doug O'Brien. Doug, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here.
Good to have you here. So tell me about the progress being made, especially when it comes to generics and other places where we might be able to impact the cost of drugs, because we know how impactful it can be on seniors and low-income people. Where are we in the conversation?
Well, you know, one of the big things to remember is that a lot of times out in Washington, as you well know, you talk about it all the time, we hear a lot of talk and we don't see a lot of action. And that's been something that's different with this administration. You know, the president's made drug prices a priority because he looks at what's impacting American families every day. And, you know, we've all faced that situation at the drug counter where we get some unexpected crazy bill for a medication. We don't understand why. We don't understand what the pricing mechanism is. And the first thing we've got to do is we've got to pull back the curtain on this crazy system we have for pricing drugs, with a lot of incentives in the regulations that cause companies, that cause pharmaceutical companies, that cause pharmacy benefit managers to actually increase the prices. You know, they're motivated to increase prices so they can enhance profitability. And the biggest thing that's happened, I think, if you look over the last year and a half, we're really having a bipartisan conversation in Washington about what are going to be the best ways to attack this. A couple, 3 years ago, we complained about drug prices and somebody said we should regulate them, but nobody was getting down into the weeds. Nobody was really putting together real policies that were going to have an impact
on what happens to
you and me at the pharmacy counter.
Yeah, let me ask you something, because this is something you hear all the time, and I want you to tell me if it's right or wrong and how it figures in. Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anybody in the world. Now, is that because other governments in the world subsidize people in their prescriptions? Is it because we truly do charge more? Is it because of the bottom line you just mentioned, that drug companies are trying to find a bigger profit than they did yesterday and every day going forward? Where is the truth, and do we pay more?
On a lot of drugs, we do pay more. One of the reasons for that is because pharmaceutical companies have to balance. When they go into other countries, governments, they don't subsidize. You know, the governments don't pay part of the cost. The government, by law, sets an artificially low price. So the American citizens end up paying to make up for those government price controls in other countries.
Well, then why would we sell drugs?
President Trump's trying to attack.
But if you're a pharmaceutical company in America today, and you go to company or to country A and country B and C, and they won't pay you what you should be paid, why would you sell there?
Well, one of the reasons is that you can make up for that cost elsewhere. One of the places is the U.S., and that's what we're trying to attack. You know, one of the big things, you know, you mentioned earlier, generics, and that's been such a huge thing in this latest generation. Generic drugs that have really reduced prices to, you know, very, very minimal costs for people. And one of the things that some of the pharmaceutical companies have been doing is they've been using loopholes in the law to try to keep medications on patent so they can keep charging that brand name price, and trying to play, you know, sort of hide the cheese to make sure that generic companies can't bring competitors to market. Well, we've approved more generics in the last 3 years than ever. That number's going up every single year. Over 1,100 generics were approved last year. And that there were over 3,000 generics approved in the Trump administration. And everybody who uses medications, goes to the drugstore, knows that you want to get on that generic. It really makes a huge difference in terms of the cost, and it improves your quality of life.
And it has no impact, generally speaking, on your treatment at all. I mean, it's the same drug,
difference. That's the whole point. It's the same medication. But
right.
What some drug companies were doing is they were playing games with the patent rules, and they were slightly changing the chemistry of a drug so that they could claim it was a new drug and keep it on patent. That's the kind of stuff that we're cracking down on at HHS. And Secretary Azar, who spent time in the pharmaceutical industry, you know, he's basically said to pharma, you know, don't try to kid a kidder. You know, I know what's going on. I know how these prices are formed, and I know where we need to attack this problem.
Interesting. So where do we go from here? Because one of the things that we talk about on this program a lot, and we have HHS Regional Director Doug O'Brien here with us on the program. Doug, one of the things we talk about is truth in pricing. And I think that impacts medical coverage and care in this country in general. And if we have a more open process in how we price pharmaceuticals, prescription drugs, I think that would go a long way in helping the overall cost management for everyone as well. Do you agree with that?
Steve, you and I have talked about this, and one of the things that's really stood in the way of a lot of the great reforms, reforms that are designed to help American families in their pocketbook, one of the things that stands in the way is your political opponents run into court, getting a friendly judge to stop reforms that are important. You talk about transparency and pricing. President Trump, Secretary Azar, want pharmaceutical companies to have to advertise their prices. So the American people know what a price is. They can have a conversation about what is right for them, talk to their physician, talk to their pharmacist about what their options are. But of course, the president's opponents ran to court and got a judge to stop that. So, you know, this is what's happening constantly. We're trying to push and push and push on reforms that are going to be favorable to American consumers and patients. And political opponents want to use these as political bargaining chips and run to court and you know, stand in the way of reform.
Well, right, and that's often too often, I should say, Doug, that's the way the world is run these days. It's by getting a judge to make a decision in your favor, not by going through the normal channels, but by using the courts in ways to manipulate the system. And it's true in pharmaceuticals as well, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's the same kind of thing with short-term health care plans, you know, providing more health coverage options for families and for individuals, depending on what their needs are. This is what all of our policy is driven by. What's going to make a difference for people on an everyday basis and to work back from there? Instead of just getting a bunch of insiders in a room in Washington to craft policy, we're trying to work it backwards from what the American families need right now. What's hurting them? You know, it's drug prices. It's lack of options in health insurance. It's lack of transparency on pricing in health care. And when you start at those points and work backwards, you're going to get better policies.
No question. We need to continue to move in that direction. If not for all the noise on Capitol Hill, we would talk about important issues like this more often. I greatly appreciate you being here, Doug, as always. Doug O'Brien is the U.S. Health and Human Services Regional Director. I greatly appreciate your time, and of course, we'll talk soon.
Keep up the great work, Steve. Thanks a lot.
Doug, thank you so much for being here. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across the great state of Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of October, 2019. A quick break before we head into the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about Adam Schiff. Don't go anywhere.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council. You don't know
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.